And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you, take the poll that I have up on my website, brainstormingonline.com. Ask a very simple question. Who had a greater influence on U.S. history, Martin Luther King or Cesar Chavez? It's a multiple-choice question. Choose the one that you think had the greatest impact, and I will announce the winners, or at least the popular choice, on next Thursday's show. You'll find all of that up on my website, which is brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. As I said, every show has a theme. Today's theme is impacting your brain. Each of my guests is discussing his or her topic, each of which has an impact on my brain, on the brain. My first guest was a doctor who invented the first brain scan technology to show evidence of Alzheimer's disease and dementia in living patients. And we talked about his latest book, which is titled The Alzheimer Prevention Program. It was a very in-depth study about steps that you can take in order to prevent or stave off Alzheimer and dementia. And it was a combination of exercise, food, and other things as well. My next guest is known as the everyday entrepreneur. He's the owner of a payroll company, a banker, and the host of Basso on Business. We'll discuss how to apply his triple threat formula to succeed on your own terms from his book titled The Everyday Entrepreneur. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Rob Basso is known as the Everyday Entrepreneur. He has an eye for opportunities and the resourcefulness to turn them into successful ventures. During his career, he's founded Advantage Payroll Services, and he's a founding investor in Empire National Bank, a community bank based on Long Island. Rob is the host of the show Basso on Business, which is a monthly program that features innovative entrepreneur. Rob visits businesses and discusses with the owners the challenges that they face and the secrets of their success. In combination with Basso on Business, Rob has also launched Working Lunch with Rob Basso. In 2009, he received the honor of being named the valedictorian of the Long Island Business News 40 Under 40 class, and his alma mater, Hofstra University, gave him the university's Young Alumni Award in May of 2002. Rob and his wife and their daughter and son live in Huntington, New York, and Rob has a passion for snowboarding, motorcycle riding, and sports cars. Joining us from New York. Hi, Rob. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing terrific.
Thanks for the wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you for being my guest here on the show. Love to have thought leaders like yourself. Now, I'm going to challenge you right from the start, because we had a guest on the show several weeks ago that he said the employment age has been dramatically reduced, especially for men. He asserts that employment age now is from age 25 to 52 years old, not like the 18 to 65 that we once thought it was. Young people aren't getting hired, and really some of them don't even show any signs of wanting to get hired. And old people are seeing their jobs get eliminated or reduced, and those jobs are just never coming back. So if all of this is true, it seems like we've got this large base of unemployed or underemployed people who would be candidates to be everyday entrepreneurs. And so from your perspective, you go out and talk to business leaders all the time, are workers being forced into entrepreneurship, and can these people who are forced into entrepreneurship be successful?
Well, let me address, you know, some of the first comments that you made.
Sure.
And I think part of the reasons that those statistics may be correct that the other person you spoke to about between 25 and 52 years old is because we've got a huge education problem in this country. I mean, here's just a simple example. We're going to need 800,000 STEM workers, that's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, in the next 20 years, yet we're only graduating 25% of that actual need. And if you're a high school dropout, your unemployment rate's at 16 or 17%. So this persistent problem with not the right type of education for the type of workforce that we're going to need in the future is the reason we're seeing the statistics that your previous guest had, and I probably concur with their assessment.
All right, fair enough.
Now, as far as are they going to be able to step up to the plate and be entrepreneurs, that's a big maybe. I think everybody has the capability, especially in this nation, to hang a shingle and really try to go out on their own. The hard part with that is not everybody is built to be an entrepreneur. There are all types of personalities, individuals that might not be cut out for really going it on their own, but like you said, they've been forced into this position. And some of them are having extremely lackluster performances and not being able to put enough food on the table for their family. So it will be a challenging 2012 and beyond without the right set of entrepreneurs out there.
All right. Well, would you say the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in the United States, or are you seeing threats from entrepreneurial people in other countries that might be challenging our dominance as the nation of entrepreneurial success?
Well, from around March 2010 to March 2011, we created 500,000 new businesses here in the U.S. So I can certainly say that the entrepreneurial spirit is alive. The hard part is that it's really created a problem for us because of the political landscape that's made it a lot more difficult for business owners and entrepreneurs to prosper. We've got huge problems from overseas, and not just Asia. You look at Brazil and other emerging South American countries, they're putting our smartest people to the test. And if we don't do something about it, we will be left behind. And I think this election year is going to be a very interesting year for our country to see where this part of the decade and the century beyond leads us. And I'm looking forward to all the things going on in the media. I'm going to follow them very closely, not only for the people that I serve here at my client base, but for myself personally and my family to make sure that this country's on track.
That sounds good. My guest is Rob Basso, author of the book, The Everyday Entrepreneur. So, Rob, you mentioned some of the challenges coming from outside of the country. What other big challenges do you see facing anybody who wants to start a business today?
Well, one of the main challenges that I see is access to capital. Now, I can say when I started my payroll and human resources business nearly 16 years ago, I absolutely had a capital challenge and an ability to go out and get money. I don't want to say I got lucky. I found an angel investor who came in to be my partner, but that doesn't always happen so easily. People want to be able to go to traditional financial institutions to get loans, and the administration had passed a bill that said there was going to be $30 billion available to community banks and other banks, and only $4 billion of that has actually hit the street. So anybody that's getting into business today will probably have a challenge funding their business appropriately, and that's one of the biggest reasons for business failure is for the lack of proper capitalization, and I think that's going to persist through 2012.
What about consumer confidence and consumer spending? We just got the statistics that consumer spending in 2011 was good, which is great, but the Christmas selling season wasn't as good as many had hoped it would be. Do you think that low consumer spending is one of those obstacles to success right now in entrepreneurship?
It certainly is. When 70% of our GDP is based on purchasing power of the American people, it's a big problem. It's what drives our entire economy, but obviously it creates a vicious cycle. People aren't employed or underemployed, and they don't have the funds to spend in the marketplace. I mean, years and years ago, I heard a speech by a presidential candidate, Mr. Gingrich, and he started the speech by basically saying, asking a question to the crowd. And what he said was, I want you to finish this sentence. He goes, if you can't afford to buy a house, you, and the crowd answered, you don't buy a house. We've kind of, and he believes that we've been sold a dream that might not be sustainable, that a lot of people that should have not been able to purchase a home unfortunately were found in a real dire strait when they realized that they couldn't afford that. And they were using their HELOCs and their home equity lines to actually spend in the economy. So we had this false sense of security for the last 20 years, all built on a house of cards, which we've seen crumble in the last 2.5 years. So it's going to be a very interesting climb out of the real estate mess. And the bigger picture is I don't think unless we fix the challenges with our real estate market and figure out a way to shore up people that are getting kicked out of their homes, I don't think that the real economic problems in America are going to be solved.
Wow, the housing crisis was a house of cards. No pun intended. My guest is Rob Basso, author of the book, The Everyday Entrepreneur, Apply the Triple Threat of Ambition, Confidence, and Conviction to Succeed on Your Own Terms. So, Rob, what about, you mentioned the election year that's coming up, and there's certainly a lot of uncertainty about who's going to be leading the country from the year 2013 on. What about lack of confidence? Is that presenting any challenges for entrepreneurs today?
Yeah, I think it's gotten better. honestly. I think in the last 6 to 8 months, I've seen people feeling a little more confident about their ability to go back and invest in their business. At my day job, we serve about 3,000 small businesses, and I speak to them regularly, and I do a lot of public speaking on this, and people talk to me about how they're feeling about their business. I think lately things have been a little better, and I also think on the heels of a decent jobs report with a couple hundred thousand jobs being created in the nation, people are starting to realize that they have to come out of their shells. I mean, I have a simple premise. If you ain't growing, you're dying. And people have to start to realize they need to invest back in their businesses, otherwise they're really going to be headed in the wrong direction to keep themselves paced in 2012.
All right, Robin. So not to be a Debbie Downer, I want to present some of the positive sides or some of the advantages of starting a business today. Rents are lower than they ever have been, and historically they're down at 15 years low. There's a lot of available space, whether it's industrial space or retail space that's out there. Wages are lower. You're going to be able to hire people because of the unemployment at a lower wage than you might have had to if we were closer to full employment. You have employees that are available on a worldwide scale, and there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines really looking for good projects because investors are not investing it in the stock market. They're looking for worthwhile projects. You might just get lucky, as you did, Rob, and find an angel investor. Now, you practice something that's called the triple threat. You call it the triple threat of ambition, confidence, and conviction. Explain what the triple threat is and how you use it in business, if you will.
Well, it's really combining those three facets of your life. You know, being an ambitious person sometimes gets looked on negatively, but I choose to look at the positive side of the word ambition. You know, being confident is one of the most important things that a brand new business owner can be to exude their ability to be an expert or striving to be an expert in the field that they're in, and conviction, really believing in what you're doing. I see too many small business owners get started, oh, I'm going to make a ton of money in this business, and that's why I want to do it. Well, there's certainly nothing wrong with that, but I think you need to be passionate and have that conviction to really put yourself as an individual and a human being out there in the marketplace that you serve. I strongly believe that because of the convictions I had about what I was doing and how I was doing it, I attracted those types of people as clients and associates of mine. And you don't have to be a gregarious or outspoken person to have conviction. You can do it in your own way. It just needs to be shown to your client base and the marketplace. And I think anybody can do that regardless of their personality.
I would agree. Just look at Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft and then the former CEO as well. He was not necessarily an outgoing person, but certainly led a fairly large-sized company. My guest is Rob Basso, author of the book The Everyday Entrepreneur. So, Rob, you've got the triple threat, ambition, confidence, conviction. Can you do it with one or two of those but not all three of the triple threat? Can you be a success with just two of the three?
I would say it's definitely a lot harder. It's hard to put absolutes on that. You know, I have seen plenty of people just get by purely on their self-confidence. But most of the time, that wears thin and people can see through that thin veil. Since it's the title of my book, I would say you'd have a lot harder time being successful without having those three qualities in the positive nature that they're meant.
All right. My guest is Rob Basso. So, Rob, you interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs for your book. Some of them are famous, some not so famous. If you had to pick one, what story that's in the book really inspires you, and what did you learn from the experience of talking to that entrepreneur?
Well, I would probably pick Jeff Hoffman. And Jeff Hoffman was the co-founder and creator of what really became the whole Priceline.com families of companies. And a very unassuming character, but just I enjoyed talking to him so much. And here's one of the stories that he told me that actually plays out in the book. First off, he didn't even really know what the word entrepreneur was. He certainly didn't know much about the online world or programming or anything like that. He got accepted to Yale University, and he wasn't sure if he could go because he just couldn't afford it, flat out. He couldn't pay for the tuition. So he decided to show up with real no way to actually pay his way, and he ended up convincing the university to hire computer programming from him for some of the work that they needed done in their administration. He had no idea how to do any computer programming. He went to local high school students at a computer lab, paid them a modest wage to write the software for Yale, got paid, and every time he got paid from the school for the work that the kids were doing, he paid his tuition. That is an entrepreneurial beginning that I've never heard anything like it. And that's how he's played his whole career, where he didn't even know what he was doing when he was doing it. But all the things that go into creating a story like that really show how strong of an entrepreneur he was and how determined he was to get a good education and stay ahead of the pack. That's one of my favorite stories from the book.
Well, that certainly is. My guest is Rob Basso. He's the author of the book, The Everyday Entrepreneur: Apply the Triple Threat of Ambition, Confidence, and Conviction for Success on Your Own Terms. Rob, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Everyday Entrepreneur?
Well, part of the reason that I decided to write the book is because I guess I feel that I was fortunate enough at a very young age to realize that I wanted to be in control of my own destiny and kind of build my life the way that I wanted to build my life. And I think this book shares some of my insights and some of my miserable failures along the way that made up some of the successful companies I've been involved with and some of the catastrophic failures that I've been involved with. And all along the way, meeting these professionals that I interviewed in the book, telling their stories and recapping them in a way where you can use my book as a resource to go back to time and time again. For those people that are brand new entrepreneurs and don't know much about it, this will help them. For the people that really already have successful business, it might be a reminder of the things that got them there in the first place and they need to get back to. I want people to take away.
And we lost Rob on the other end of the line. Well, that was Rob Basso, author of the book, The Everyday Entrepreneur: How to Apply the Triple Threat of Confidence, Ambition, and Conviction for Success on Your Own Terms. And you can find Rob at robbasso, that's robbasso.com. I'll be back with my next guest, travel writer Patricia Schultz, after these words from my sponsors.